Hi, Samrat.
Hi.
So what happened here today?
Today, the kindergarten children, that is from orange, blue and green group children, from the age of 3.5 to 6.5 year old, they presented some songs and dances from different parts of the world to their parents and other family and friends. And after this little performance, they led their parents and family to their respective classrooms to show an exhibition. It is an exhibition of their work during the year.
And where are we?
We are at the kindergarten of the Centerfield Kindergarten of Oroville.
How many kids?
We have more or less around 45 children in this kindergarten. More or less 15 children per group. And we have 3 years in this building. Yeah.
And after the kids, when finish the kindergarten, what will...
Yeah, so it's often left to the choice of the children and their parents, of course. After their kindergarten, normally they have the choice of going to different schools in Oroville. There is the transition school, then there's the Deepanam school, and each school has its own little different system of learning and different approaches of learning. Yeah, and even now there's a new free schooling which is outdoors too happening. Yeah.
And the here in kindergarten, what they do during these 3 years?
In the kindergarten, during the 3 years, of course, the first thing they do is play. The children need to play, that's for sure. But the main purpose of the kindergarten is to bring in a bit of an awareness in the development. So let's say even when they're playing, there are teachers also along with them organizing the play, trying to make it as interesting to them, also trying to proceed with it in some harmony. And then they play, they sing, they dance like they did today, and then they sometimes do some drama, some theater,
some painting. It is a big paint room here in kindergarten.
Yeah, they have this Arno Stein method of painting, which is a kind of, they call it free play painting. So basically there is a very clearly arranged room for them with all the paint brushes and paints arranged properly for them, and they come and they start painting. And it can it often happens with mixed age groups, so they might be painting beside children who are much older than them, and even with adults who are painting next to them. And they paint freely, and normally one of the requirements is you don't judge what they are doing, you don't comment about what they are doing, let them have their own free expression without any kind of appraisal made to it. Yeah. And and over here also, other than painting, they do other things, like they do clay work, then they do sometimes carpentry, there are all kinds of handicrafts, of course, going on in the classrooms. Then for the older children, they start learning the preliminaries of the alphabet and the numbers. And of course, there's lots of stories involved. Children love stories, stories involved. Yes, basically, it's a place where we hope that the children have a lot of enjoyment in what they are doing, and also there is some awareness in their own self-development. So the teachers and the classrooms and everything is arranged so that they can develop themselves, the children.
And the teacher develop themselves?
The teachers, of course, they learn a lot from the children. It's truly one of the works, at least what I have found from my own individual experiences, that along with the children, the teachers to grow a lot. They learn a lot because, well, you are in front of very little children who are looking at the world with new eyes. So, it's quite a big challenge, you might say, because one has to be a kind of an example, so that if the teacher is an example, then the students follow. They follow what the elders or the adults around them are doing.
Yeah. And regarding the Sri Aurobindo mother teaching.
Yeah. So regarding Sri Aurobindo's and mother's teaching, the approach we do is more or less we make them aware about the fact that where they are, this place called Auroville, what is the purpose of it. So we go sometimes for little outings and trips into the nature. And they might visit the Matri Mandir, and then we might tell them occasionally some stories from the lives of Mother and Sri Aurobindo, so that they become a little bit more aware of their surroundings, where they are growing up, and the purpose of the, I won't say the philosophy, but at least the spirit behind somehow also helps them, infects them. Grows within them, especially in education. The two most important things are environment and power of example. So these two things we always have to work upon in the kindergarten. And so Sri Aurobindo's and mother's philosophy is much approached in a very, spontaneous manner. In the sense, we are not talking to them about high philosophy or anything, but we tell them little stories. We do little concentrations sometimes when we feel they would like to light a candle. They might have a little beautiful stone on which they hold on to when they concentrate. So this way, slowly they learn to grow in that. And the main thing, as I said, is just the environment and the examples that we put up for them.
Absolutely. And regarding the environment, you have many nationalities here. There are a lot of people from different countries. And which kind of challenge you find to make people so different putting together?
That is definitely a challenge, because people are from different cultures, so there are certain cultural differences, sometimes some language barriers when they come to the kindergarten at first. But the main thing is, often they are little children, so they already have the opportunity to grow up together from this early age. So whereas at a later age, we see for individuals, they are so already so fully developed that these differences become like barriers or obstacles. But at this early age, when they are learning together, playing together, living together, what happens is spontaneously they understand the other background. They understand, they learn the other language too. So they are exposed to a lot of languages, they are exposed to a lot of culture, and since they just grow up together from an early age, they learn to accept each other without judgments. That's the main thing, to accept each other without judgments.